And I know I can find him on the internet in my newsletters because he's a weightlifter for Austria. But he's lost total contact with him. I've got his number, so I can try and phone his family when I'm over. But there's one best friend, he's not internet, he doesn't like the idea of internet and stuff like that, it's a bit backwards. Him, I phone every time I'm in Austria and try and meet up at least once.
Do you go back to Austria quite a bit?
It's more difficult now since my dad died last year. I'm going back in 2 weeks' time. I'm staying at my grandparents out there, so I'm intending to go at least once or twice a year. I used to go twice a year with my dad, to visit my dad. Now, sort of once or twice a year.
Okay. And you tend to, there'll be friends that you hook up with when you're there?
Yeah, I try to, yeah. Like my one mate and then this one girl, I can just drop a mail on and try and meet up.
And will you see a lot of them when you're over there, or just like see them once and that's it?
It's quite difficult. I was, when I went over to see my dad, we had full programme. You know, every single family member wanted to see you, from the great aunt to the cousins to this. I mean, every single day we were doing something else. Yeah. And I just have to say, well, I want to see one of my friends, and I'd have to put them in an evening and one for a day, and it's quite mental, but I think this time I might have a bit of a more of a relaxed time and be able to do what I want.
Yeah. So when you see them and you haven't seen them in a while, how does that pan out?
Just as if we'd seen each other a few days before.
Okay.
It's just absolutely normal. We just catch up on stuff, because the one guy I really didn't have hardly have any contact with people in Austria, friends, and we sort of catch up on things and gossip and what's going on. And I mean, I think because of, well, I was going to meet up with him last time I was over in Austria. It was a year and a half, down 3.5 ago. And on the day that we were meant to meet up, his parents sent him somewhere that he needed to go, so he didn't have time to meet up. I was going to be there, so I was in the summer because of my dad, so I was only there for a week, and it was really, really mad mayhem, so couldn't meet up with him then. I did try to, but he didn't have time. And then I went over with my then girlfriend, and we didn't have time, or something like that. Kind of didn't work out. So I haven't seen him for nearly 2 years now, so definitely sure. I need to phone him after my exams and say, by the way, I'm coming over to Austria, make some time for me.
Yeah.
But once I went over, and he'd organised a mini class reunion for me as a surprise, cool. Which was really good. Someone actually greeted me and I said, and knew my name, I was like, who the hell are you? Look at me, he said, you don't recognise me, do you? I said, no. He said who he was, and I was like, flipping, yeah. I mean, he was like this when when he was standing in front of me the last time I saw him. It was quite a break, you know. He was a good body shape, and a pain in the arse, didn't like him. And he totally changed. He was totally laid back, nice guy, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool. So the people that you do lose contact with, what are the sort of things that end up meaning that you lose contact with them?
Literally lack of time. Literally, I've literally only fallen out with one friend before, and that was because of he was being so childish and so stupid. It was on his accord. Man United beat Southampton, which meant them being relegated. And then the Monday afterwards, every day in the common room, I asked every Monday, I said, oh, how was your weekend? And he just put his head down. Someone just looked at me and shook his head, and I thought, like, shit. Refused to sit next to me, refused to talk to me, absolutely. Haven't spoken to him since. He wouldn't accept any apologies from me, nothing. We're talking about an 18-year-old male person who, okay, I cramped his pride a bit.
So. Oh dear. So when you came to university, how did you go about meeting like new friends? Cause well, did you have any friends from school that came to university with you?
No.
So
no.
It was like completely new, blank slate sort of thing?
Blank slate, totally. Well, on the first day I walked in, I was standing there in front of the room, I was like, crap, big new place, new people, and this guy, Cockney guy, he started talking to me and whew, someone's talked to me, great. And I was sat in the same room and he got taken out because he was in a different tutor group in the end, and I had to stay in the room, and I sat next to this girl. And he started talking to me, and we'd realised that we'd been at a party together once and had a mutual friend. So she had a few friends that were with us, so a lot of us went to the... the fair, the freshers fair. Mm-hmm. I totally lost them. So I went home and sort of sat next to them, and then this Irish girl, that one that takes the mickey out of me, she sat there by us as well, and sort of went out to the Excelsior pub and sort of welded together through booze. Always works fantastically. I think we were, the first time we all went there, it's like 15 of us. And just having a few drinks, getting to know each other, and that group, sort of, we sort of speak every so often and say hi, and we know each other, so it's kind of cool.
It makes them sound like they haven't ended up being your like close friends here, but you're still sort of...
No, I mean, I can talk to them whatever I want about. I mean, the girl that we've got sort of our closest friendship, I reckon. I mean, I've babysat for one of my mates, who was the first guy, his girlfriend's got a kid, and they're very picky about choosing people who babysit him, and so I've babysat for them a couple of times, so okay. I suppose...
There's a certain level of trust in there.
There's some good friends there, I mean. Definitely since that with my dad, there's been quite a bit of support there from them as well. So
yeah, I was wanting to ask about that. You mentioned your dad died last year.
Yeah, he died last August.
So
it's quite a shock because it wasn't expected. He took his own life, and so I was like, well, it was like 2 days before my brothers were meant to go and see him as well, and I was meant to introduce my girlfriend to him. My then girlfriend, and it was kind of a strange experience. I mean, I needed my friends quite a bit when I came back, and talk to them. And there's it's a very difficult subject to talk about. Well, not just personally, I don't mind talking about it. It's just some people don't like to listen to it and talk about it, and I've been quite lucky with the people that I've met here in university, also my best friends. I've had quite a bit of support from them.
So they've been okay to talk about it?
They've been absolutely fantastic, yeah. One of my mates actually said to me, quite recently, a few months ago, he said, oh, didn't realise you were okay to talk about it. I said, no problem about it, And he went, oh, fine, And they sort of chatted about my dad to me because he'd met him once, so.
Okay.
So
when your dad died, that you say that was August, so the university hadn't sort of...
Uni hadn't started.
Started then.
No, well, that which meant that I wasn't clear on when I was coming back to university and everything, so obviously I needed people to sort stuff out for me.
Okay.
Like registration and getting booklets and stuff like that, because went back again in September over registration period, so I'm missing a couple of days. So obviously you need people to take a few notes and stuff.
So were you in touch with your university friends during the summer?
Yeah.
You were, okay. So it wasn't like you had to hunt them down or you didn't sort of see them?
No, not at all, no. I've given them a bell. I mean, when we got our results, we were sitting there with my mates having a few drinks, and I got a phone call. And it was, what do you get, and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's not as if, 6 months, 5 months of no contact. Some of them, yeah, but some of them, no. But, I mean, through the internet as well now and stuff. Yeah.
You've talked about that quite a lot, the internet and Facebook and MSN and that. You obviously...
I'm an addict. Honestly, 5 minutes before I walked into this room, I thought, I've got 10 minutes, let's log on and see what's going on. Whilst I'm doing my revision, here's my laptop with Facebook running, here's my book and my notes.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's a way of life now, it's just...
And you're mostly in touch with people, the people that you know online, are they mostly people that you also know face to face?
Most of them, yeah.
But not all of them?
Well, only because of I'm going to meet all of them.
Okay.
They're the people that I'm going to camp with and on the trek with. So, most, I know.
But other than that, they're all people that you know.
Yeah.
You know, from around or from school or from uni or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. The friends you met at uni. How long do you think you're going to stay mates with them?
I'd like to think forever, but nothing's forever, I reckon. And there's a couple of people that I'd think I'd stay in contact with quite a bit. In a way, they say before you go to university, you're going to meet the friends that you're going to be friends with the rest of your life. I don't think it's as easy as that. But I'm sure that a couple of us are going to stay in contact and every so often meet up with each other. I like to think of that. But.
So why those people are not other friends?
Because we're closer. Some of them are sort of, I don't know, it's just, I'd like to think everyone would keep in contact, but it never really happens.
It doesn't work like that, you
get your own life and then, you know, a month becomes a year and that becomes 10 years and then all of a sudden you sort of meet in the street and say hi and oh, we need to meet up sometime, and then you're 80 years old thinking, all those people I've known.
Yeah. Sorry, I got a bit of a cough. Can you think of an example from your own experience that illustrates what friendship means to you personally?
Friendship, to me, is the second most important thing in my life, I reckon, after my family.
Okay.
As I said, they're like my chosen family, some of the people I've become friends with, and I couldn't live without them. I'm quite a quite a loner sometimes. I like to just sit in my room and do absolutely nothing. Just sit on my PlayStation and play some FIFA or something like that. Spend that time of my life. But I'd say friends, I need them as well. You know, go out, have a drink, you know, when something shit happens, you know, just go out and you can actually sit there and get absolutely wasted and just talk to them. And just have some fun as well, you know. Mm. You can talk to them about things you can't exactly talk to your family about. You can swear a lot more with your friends. you know, friends, I say are for life as well as family, so, you know, they really are important to me.
Can you think of, like, one particular example of kindness, maybe? Like, an act of kindness by a friend?
I'm sure there's many. If my friends see that, I'm sorry. Act of kindness. I suppose my best mate inviting me to go to his villa, and also his family inviting me to stay at their place in America for 2.5 months, and I wasn't even allowed to pay anything. I had to battle to give them anything, and his mum actually did all my ironing and everything. So I guess, you know, such little things just popping round. My best mate just said, oh, I'm in the area, mind if I pop round and stuff. It's just little things, really. So my dad's one thing. I saw this watch in a shop once, and I explained what it looked like.